Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Curtis Calloway, the Senior Director of Corporate Social Responsibility at Shaw Industries. Curtis, how you doing?
I am well, Kemp. Thanks for inviting me onto the show.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I know you're in Memphis. That's the reason I want to talk to you today. Just go back a little bit on the background. I know you've been at Shaw for a long time. You and I interacted actually a little bit more frequently when you were in corporate communications, and then that evolved into this. Tell us a little bit about this role you have at Shaw.
I've been in this role for 3 years now, serving as the leader for Shaw's philanthropic endeavors, which would include corporate gifts that we make, any investments into the community through grant donations and sponsorships, and then mobilizing our associates through volunteerism and supporting organizations like United Way. A big portion of our bandwidth goes into supporting Shaw's corporate partnership with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is what has brought me to Memphis this weekend.
So there's a big event there. It's called the St. Jude Marathon.
That's right. And this is an event that we have been supporting since 2014. We bring together a team of people who like to run, but it's not necessarily just hardcore runners. We have people that do a 5K, a 10K, and even a half marathon or full marathon. It involves our associates, their family members. We even have customers and vendors that are part of our team. We've got residential retail customers from Floor Boys in South Carolina and Pierce in Montana that are going to be here with us this weekend. And then we even have some commercial accounts coming for the first time this year. Music City Floors in Nashville is going to be part of our team. It's just a great way to bring people together and into a fun activity. But really the goal is to support St. Jude's mission of helping children and families that are experiencing cancer and other deadly diseases. Most of our team members actually fundraise individually to raise money for St. Jude, and then that all comes together as a team initiative. We started small that first year. We raised $23,000 in 2014. This year, our goal is to surpass $500,000. We've really matured over the years. If you look back at all the money we've raised through this program, we're over $3 million from this running initiative. And the thing special about these dollars, Kemp, is that these are coming from your friends, your family, your coworkers. These are $20 donations, $100 donations. And these are dollars that are coming from the generosity of people you know because they believe in what St. Jude is doing for children and for families. These are not Shaw corporate dollars through this initiative. And we've really been able to raise a lot of money, sure, but also engage our employees in a way to support something that's special.
All right. So I think last year you had 181. What's the count now on the number of participants?
Yeah, we've got 240 this year, Kemp, and a lot of those are going to be here with us in Memphis, probably 200. The others will be doing a virtual race. In fact, we've got an associate that works for us in Singapore, and he's doing a marathon there, and he's part of our team. So he gets to participate virtually, but most people like to come to Memphis because you get to see things firsthand. We take care of our team. We will have a big celebration. Saturday night, after the race is over with, we will have a team party and celebrate the good work that we've done. I expect us to go over $500,000 raised. The question is, how far past that will we go this year? We'll see. I gave a shout out to some accounts earlier, but there's a lot of accounts that are not on our team, but they've made a donation to one of our account managers and they've supported St. Jude's through this program, or they've supported more broadly through the sales of our Total Works cushion, which has a give back to St. Jude, or they're specifying ColorLink, which is our new Shaw contract collection that has a give back to St. Jude, or our new Exclusively First carpet program, which is available only at SFN retailers that has a give back to St. Jude. So we have a lot of different ways that Shaw is supporting the mission of St. Jude.
All right. Does everybody at Shaw wear the same Shaw shirt?
No, we'll be a little loosey-goosey on that one, but a lot of people, Kemp, are going to wear a shirt that says St. Jude Hero, and that's something that signifies that you've taken that extra step to commit to a dollar amount. So that's honestly a special thing to put on. The weather's not going to be great this weekend, so we'll probably be bundled up a little bit, but you're going to see a lot of people wearing that hero shirt. When you interact with a St. Jude family, they do view people that are donating money as heroes in a way, because that's touching every family that comes here. Is those dollars really do turn into the breakthroughs or the medicine or the care that's going to help save a life.
You've given some numbers out here, 240 participants with around 200 that'll actually be there, $500,000. Now that 500, most of them I know, because I've you know, back in the days with Scott Sandlin, yeah, I used to contribute to him. I know that's individuals that throw money to people who are doing the run. Is there a corporate gift that's given as well?
We're channeling our corporate dollars to St. Jude in other ways, such as the St. Jude Dream Home giveaway, where we donate all the flooring for every dream home that's given away. There's one in Chattanooga, of course, but then there's 45 other around the country.
Wow.
So that's what makes this marathon special, is these are all from individuals. And in fact, I think last year when I totaled up all of the individual gifts our teammates received, I think we were over 5,000 individual gifts to our team last year. So that's a big reach of people making a donation from $5 up into probably $5,000 or $10,000 in some cases.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned some people that are going to be there. I know Ian Newton from Flooring 101 is coming all the way from LA to be
out
there.
That's right. Ian has probably been with five or six, maybe even more years than that. So we do have some longtime runners who have been with us for a long, long time. And the first year we ran this race, we said, we need to keep doing this and we need to find a way to make this a money raiser for St. Jude. And that's what that first 23 grand was. And then it's been a really cool roller coaster ride since then.
All right, Curtis. Well, thanks for giving us an update on what's going on in Memphis this weekend. Again, been talking to Curtis Calloway, Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.